Plum and Abner.
Down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's plan to have their foundling baby choose his own name by drawing a name from a hat failed completely, and so the battle over a name for the baby goes merrily on. As we look in on the little community today, we find both Lum and Abner in the Jotted Down store and library. Squire Skimp is just entering.
It's been selling a lot of insurance these days.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. In times of economic and financial uncertainty, people realize the importance of insurance more than ever, you know.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, we got all the insurance we can handle, Squire.
Well, don't worry, Abner. I had nothing of the sort in mind. Well, however, I'm glad you did bring up the topic of insurance, however.
We never brung it up. You brung it up yourself.
Well, maybe you're right, Lum. Maybe you're right. Yes. Well, I'm glad I brought it up then, because it puts me in mind of something that you gentlemen should consider. I feel as though I've been shirking my duty towards my fellow man by not having thought of this before.
Just a minute, Squire. Exactly what are you talking about?
Why, new arrival who has come to grace your lives, Lum, the bundle of joy, that homeless little waif.
You mean the baby?
Oh, yes, that tiny, innocent lamb. What joy the patter of infant footsteps must bring to your heart. But remember, he will not be an infant for long, Lum. Soon he will become a young man and will have to face the future. And his future, gentlemen, has now become your responsibility.
Just what are you driving at, Squire?
Well, just this, Lum. You've got to provide money for that baby's education. And the only way to do it is with an insurance policy.
An insurance policy for the baby?
Yes, that's right.
Well, he's too young to be taking out a policy, Squire.
Why, sure, he couldn't keep up no payment, Squire. He ain't got no money and he ain't working now.
He ain't even got a job.
Why, no.
Well, you gentlemen are the ones who will have to make the payments. That's what I meant by this being your responsibility.
Ah, yeah, I see. I never thought of it just that way before.
Well, is that legal, us making the payments on his policy that way?
Oh, yes, it's perfectly legal, Abner. Yes, indeed.
Well, wait a minute, though. He can't fill out them insurance blanks of yours or answer any of them questions you always ask, Squire. He ain't learned how to write.
Well, or talk neither, hardly. Well, that doesn't matter, Abner. I can take care of all that. Now, I'd suggest for you our 20-year endowment policy for, oh, say,
$5,000.
$5,000? Well, you want him to have a good education, don't you, Lum?
Of course we do, but I don't know, Squire. I don't believe me and Abner could afford to keep up the payments on that big a policy.
Oh, tut-tut, Lum. The payments aren't as high as you might think. But I tell you what I'll do, Lum. Of course, now you understand I'm only doing this because of our deep friendship and because I'm greatly interested in the baby's welfare. I wouldn't want this passed around, but here's what I'll do. I'll cut those payments to just 1/4 of the regular premium for you.
1/4?
Yes, indeed.
And Granny, are you sure you can do that, Squire?
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll handle it somewhere along.
Well, I believe we ought to take advantage of that.
Yes, well, I figured you would, Lum, a smart businessman like you.
Yeah. I still don't see how you can do it, though.
Oh, well, it's a little technical maneuver that we insurance men call quarterly payments, Lum.
You call it what?
Never mind now, Lum. It's not important at all. I'll explain all that more fully later on. Thing to do now is to get these blanks all filled out here.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
It won't take but a minute. Now, let's see. I had some of those blanks, I'm sure. That's a letter from, here's the blanks right here. Yes, 20-year endowment. Now, first of all, we have to have the baby's name. It goes right here.
His name, huh?
Yes.
Little Lum.
Now, wait just a minute here now.
Go ahead, Squire. Put that down. Little Lum.
No, you don't either, Squire. His name is Charlie Abner.
It ain't no such a thing.
Well, it ain't Little Lum. I know that.
Abner, this ain't no time to get into another argument about his name. Can't you see we've got to get this insurance blank filled out?
Well, I know that, Lum.
You want to ruin this baby's whole life?
Run his whole life?
Why, sure. If we don't put his name down on the blank, he can't get the insurance, and then he can't never go to college.
Uh-huh.
And if he don't go to college, he won't never make a success out of himself. He'd be a failure. That's what he'll be.
He will, huh?
Why, sure. And someday, when he's a grown-up man, he'd be ragged and hungry, and every time he goes up to some woman's back door to beg for a few crumbs of bread, the woman will say, "Oh, you poor little feller, what happened to you?" Oh. You'll say, "Abner Peabody done this to me."
Oh, my goodness, don't say that now, Lum.
You don't want that to happen, do you?
Well, I know. I don't want him saying that about me.
All right, then go ahead, Squire. Write down Little Lum.
Now, just a minute here. His name is Charlie Abner.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, listen.
Gentlemen, just a minute now. I think we can settle this argument for you here. Neither one of those names will do.
Huh?
We have to have the legal name of the child. Don't you know what his real name is?
No, that woman that left him here never told us his name or nothing.
Well, didn't you find some identification of some sort on the baby Lum? Say an identification tag or something like that with his name on it?
No, not a thing.
Well, there was a little locket around his neck.
Yeah, but it never said nothing on it.
No.
There's a place inside the locket for a picture, but there weren't no picture there. Weren't somebody taking it out of there?
Man, that's very strange. Very odd indeed. Do you mind if I take a look at that locket?
No, you don't mind. Get it for him, Abner.
Well, Mom, the baby's clean over to my place.
I know, but the locket ain't. So we're in the cash drawer. I taken it off of him the other day. I didn't think little boys ought to be wearing lockets.
Oh, well, that's different. Sure, I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it for you.
Well, Sir Lum, have you heard anything from that woman? Has she sent you any messages, or have you found out anything about who she might be, anything about her at all?
No, we ain't heard nothing, and we ain't found out nothing.
Well, I do know, sir. That's very strange, very strange.
Yeah, here's a locket, Squire.
Oh, yes, thank you, Abner.
And I've studied that thing quite a bit, but I ain't never found no writing on it or nothing.
Man, I don't either. I don't seem to see a thing here. It would identify the little rascal. I was in hope that this might give us some clue, but I'm afraid not. Yes, sir, that's very strange. Very strange indeed. Yes, here's a locket, Abner.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do about this insurance policy, Squire?
Well, I'm afraid that we'll just have to hold up on that until we can find out more about the baby Lum. I hate to lose out on the sale, hate to see the baby's future neglected this way, but I don't see any other way out of it.
And so do I. Of course, I never had thought about an insurance policy, but it's a good idea.
Oh, the finest thing in the world, and particularly at that rate that I'm making, the finest thing in the world, yeah.
Well, we're still trying to find a name for him. If we find a name for him, will that do?
Well, yes, when that is his legal name, Lum, why, that's all that's necessary to put on the policy is his legal name. And when the legality of the name is proven, well, I'll accept it.
Well, glad to hear that. I sort of figured on sending him to Harvard or Yale with that insurance money.
Yes, well, now, of course, we might be able to work it out some other way. And in the meantime, if you find out any information about the baby in the next couple of days, why, call me up, Lum.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I'll do a little investigating myself. I'd like to see this thing through for you. Well, I'll be in contact with you, gentlemen.
Yeah, all right. So long, Squire.
Yes, so long.
I hate to miss out on that insurance for Little Lum. Squire was giving us such a good deal and all, too.
That dog is home. Look here. Look at this locket right here for a minute. See here, some of that gold stuff is peeling off inside there, and there's something underneath there, I believe.
Let's see that.
Right over here, right there on that side there. See, look right in there.
Yeah, it's peeling off, eh?
Yeah. Ain't that writing or something under there? Look here.
No, it ain't writing. It looks more like a little bitty drawing of some kind.
Drawing?
It's a little. I can't hardly make it out, though.
Well, maybe it's a picture of the baby. I bound you that's what it is, Lon.
Well, it ain't that kind of a picture, Adam. This is something engraved right into the locket.
It is, huh?
Let me get the rest of this ghoul stuff peeled off.
Yeah. Get some more up there. Hurry, no, you look that stuff roll off there, would you? Hurry up, Mom. Hurry up.
Hurry as fast as I can.
It might be a picture of his papa or his uncle or something.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
This is a coat of arms.
Coat of arms?
Yeah. That's what it is, all right. Looky there.
Well, all coats has got arms in them, Mom. When they ain't got arms in them, they call them vests.
I know that. I ain't talking about that kind of a coat. This is the insignia.
Huh?
You know, the things that kings have.
Kings?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
All right, Granny, Deborah, you know what we might have?
What?
We might have a baby king.
Speaking, this is the National Broadcasting Company.